USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump is harshly criticizing President Biden's management of the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking at a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan Tuesday, Trump said that Biden is permitting a bloodbath to unfold at the southern border.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town. Because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Trump pledged to take a tough stance on illegal immigration should he win the presidency in November. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, including China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine, tensions in the Middle East, and matters concerning Taiwan and the South China Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby has emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into an incident and deemed appropriate accountability after an Israeli airstrike in Gaza resulted in the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen workers.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
More than 200 humanitarian aid workers have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas conflict. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market. That's according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. Additionally, the figures for quits and hires in February remained relatively stable, both in terms of number and rate. And Wall Street experienced a significant decline today, with stocks initially plunging more than 500 points before partially recovering. The closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, was down 396 points. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Currently, six other Republicans have joined as co-sponsors of the bill. However, the proposal faces uncertain prospects for approval in Congress. A school shooting in Finland. USA's Corey Myers has details.
One child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a primary school shooting in Finland. Both the victims and the suspect just 12 years old. The handgun used in that shooting was licensed to a close relative of the shooter. That shooter has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Police say they have no details about a motive as of yet.
President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order prohibiting Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg. Trump criticized Merchan, alleging bias, highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden. And Sean Diddy Combs won't receive an invitation to this year's Met Gala following federal investigator raids on his homes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.